All right. Hello, Lauren.
Hey, good morning, Stella. It's good to hear your voice this morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. It's been a wonderful one so far because I'm
absolutely
with Edge Got In and all that we have to do for God's work.
Yep. No kidding. And so this is the one of the first podcasts that we're doing to bring in the new year, and through some prayerful, mindful reflection, we're going to keep a topic pretty clear and focused with action steps this morning. Three things that block God's favor in 2017. So these are three things that we're going to put before you and discuss as, based on the scripture from Deuteronomy. And it's Deuteronomy chapter 28.
Right. And we encourage you all, if you're listening, and hopefully you are listening to this podcast, to go on our website, EDGE, God In, and we have a Bible study handout that you can follow, and you can take notes, and you can also share or write to us our blog, any comments you have about today's Bible study or any other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's just jump in with a prayer. Father God, we just thank you so much for the gift of a new day of life. We just thank you that you thought of us this morning, that if you were to cease to think of us, we would cease to exist. We invite you into the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart. We give you permission to override us so that the Holy Spirit can speak through us to inspire those people that are drawn to listen in today. And we just pray for your favor and that we would sow those things that would reap, making you recognizable in the new year. We give you permission to override us when we forget who we are, when we farm out our identity to the world outside of us, rather than strengthening our identity as we lean our entire personality into you. So we dedicate to you this time and thank you for those people that are listening in, and pray for your abundant favor in their lives. May we have our theme be, as we step into the new year, that we have greater faith to believe that your favor goes with us wherever we go. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God.
So we are talking about moving into three things that are important in continuing and block things that block God's favor. And I know, Lauren, we've all had trials and tribulations in our lives, and we've also done things where we felt out of favor in God's grace. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to figure out, and we've talked about it, and we try to decide what can we do this year that will keep us in God's favor, but also keep us away from things that block it. Because, you know, Satan is a great deceiver. He's a blocker.
He's a blocker, man. He's a blocker sometimes. But God is bigger.
God is bigger.
Yep, absolutely. You know, I'm going to start with just reading a couple things just from what happens when we are in God's favor. Because this is something that a lot of times we forget the heritage that we have in Christ.
And I love that approach, Lauren, because it's a positive psychology. Look at what we're doing right before we look at what we're doing wrong. So absolutely.
Absolutely. And so this is what happens when we fully obey the Lord and we follow his commands every day. And this is in Deuteronomy chapter 28, just jumps right in to, hey, this is the good news. We will have all blessings that come upon us when we are obeying and listening to the commands of the Lord. We will be blessed in the city, in the country. Our womb will be blessed. The crops of our land will be blessed. The calves in our herds, basically, as they're laying out, all of the things materially surrounding you, speaking about abundance around you, will be blessed. We'll have the favor of the Lord with you as we obey and listen and follow the commands of the Lord. This is one that's huge. Also, when we obey and listen to the commands of the Lord, in Deuteronomy 28, verse 7, it says, the Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against us will be defeated before us. Mm-hmm. They will come at us at one direction and flee from us in seven. And the Lord will also send a blessing upon our barns and on everything we put our hand to. This is proclaiming the truth of Deuteronomy 28. The Lord your God will bless us in the land that he gives us. He'll establish us as his holy people, as he promised his oath. And as we walk in his ways. This is the favor that we will receive. He will continue to open up abundant prosperity. It refers to the fruit of our womb and the young of our livestock and the crops of the ground, the land that he swore to us and the our forefathers. The Lord will open up the heavens, the storehouses of his bounty, and send rain to the land in the season and bless the work of your hands. We'll talk a little bit later about a really easy technique when you're reading scripture. It's called WRAP, W-R-A-P, and we'll discuss that in a little bit. It's a very quick and easy way to really pull out those pieces that perhaps resonate with you. Perhaps it's the piece that you're feeling attacked on all sides from outside of you, so your enemies may surround you and come at you at one direction. When you are in the favor of the Lord, we are told that they will flee in seven. So it's claiming that I believe that God's favor walks with me wherever we go.
And it's amazing that all of these things are what we want in life. Everyone, you know, everyone's heard of the purpose-driven life and the what is your purpose? Well, our purpose is to be happy and blessed. And he's saying that he's going to bless our cities. He's going to bless our body. He's going to bless the fruit that we need from the ground. He's going to increase things that we want, our flock and our sheep. He's going to provide for us. We're going to, our enemies are our footstools, right? People are going to be able to rise against, they can't rise against us. You know, and he's going to give us favor. He's going to bless our land. And what I really like is that other people will see it. And they'll want to be like this. People don't realize the power in being a follower of Jesus Christ and how people look at you. And it's not about money or material thing, but people look at you and say, I want what she has.
That's what drew me in at 17.
Oh, totally.
Just seeing that groundedness in the life of another human being.
The peace that goes beyond all understanding.
Rather than rising and falling, depending on how the world judges us. That's an exhausting way to live. It's a roller coaster. So the first thing, let's move in. So this is what we get when we choose to follow closely and not sway to the right or the left or listen to the outside voices. When we choose to claim the favor of the Lord and walk in and listen to his ways on a day-to-day basis. This is the gift. We don't walk in those ways to get the gift. We walk in the ways simply because of the joy and the happiness it gives us. From that joy and happiness, we're moved to even stay closer.
And so it promises us this. It's in the scriptures. He's giving this to us.
Mm-hmm. It's a gift. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, sister. Absolutely. So tell us, what's the first block? What is the first block?
Well, I will say the first block that I see people suffering from is listening to voices in the world and not listening to what God's voice is telling us. Mm. And our flesh does this all the time. We always listen to what people tell us, and worry and make movement in the wrong direction, make decisions in the wrong direction because we listen. God says, go in Jonah, he says, God says, go here, and you go in the opposite direction. The result is a storm. And when that happens in with Moses, right, when he wanted to make sure that in the desert, he followed God's word. And that's what happens so many times. We don't listen to God's word. In the Bible, it gives us answers to everything we need. People don't know those answers. People can't give you direction. And as much as we love our loved ones and people that are friends with us, we need to go to the Father and go to the throne and ask for what we want. So I think one of the first things is we need to know how to listen to God and not listen to our flesh.
Absolutely. The voices, the world screams and God whispers. And when we give power to those voices rather than listening to the voice of God, and when somebody is giving you advice or other people are giving you advice, simply pausing and saying, what do you say, God?
Right.
What do you say? I remember when I was going through advanced cancer and the doctor said, we're going to try to get you 5 years. And this was back in 2006. And I went to God and I said, they said this, what do you say?
Yes.
And God says, I say life. Choose life.
And it's the faith that got you through that and the fact that you knew where to go. And so many people don't know where to go. Mm. They're listening. He's with you. He is that voice that tells you to listen, but sometimes you resist it because you listen to others. And people don't intentionally do, sometimes, intentionally give you the wrong advice, but they don't know. And their advice is not God's advice. And so we need to make sure we go to the right person to ask, and that's to God, Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. So a solution when we don't listen to the voice of God and we're leaning into the world and we have that momentary amnesia, forgetting who we are as we farm out our identity to people and things around us. Mm-hmm. A quick solution, and this comes from a powerful meditation called First Things First. I believe it started, it was an Ignatius meditation. But First Things First actually comes from the scripture that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, mm-hmm. and all of these things will be added unto you. Phrases are very powerful. Words are very powerful. So when you feel like you're sinking, simply just proclaiming, first things first, just to give you that little edge. And then you can step into mindful, daily mindful living in a constant conversation with God versus mm-hmm. listening to the voice around you. And so basically, a technique would be to pause between the transitions and simply proclaim Samuel's prayer. Mm-hmm. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And then claim God's favor. I believe your favor is with me wherever I go. Mm-hmm. And I know when I commit my plans to you, they succeed. Mm-hmm. So this is praying in scripture to your life. So what's the second block that we have to watch out for?
Well, I think this second block, and I think a lot of people fall into this trap, is following idols and popularity and possessions and power. And we as Christians need to have our eyes open to these type of things. There is a big movement among even psychics, and you see them in every strip mall now. I mean, it's amazing. I've never, ever, I never thought I'd live to see a clothing store and then a psychic shop right next to it where you can go in. Mm. Well, instead of that, there should be a prayer shop, prophetic word shop, you know, where you can go in and get prophetic word. And that prophetic word comes from Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So I think that following idols, following people that tell you that they know what you're supposed to do, popularity, we're all stuck in this wanting to be
the fame game.
And not what God wants us to be. I went to this one, scripture, pastor talked about staying in your lane. I can't run your race in life, and I shouldn't want to. So I need to stay in my lane and then stay in the lane God has for me.
Amen.
And possessions. Oh, God, possessions and power are corrupting. Now, God wants you to have these things. You know, Lauren, you read that earlier, all the promises and the blessings he wants for us. But when they become us is where that's a problem.
Absolutely. When we farm out our identity to anything outside of who we are in God, we render ourselves extremely vulnerable to becoming entrapped and imprisoned by that which we've lost our power to. Mm-hmm. And so a quick solution, if you come with me on this, using your imagination, for those of you who are listening, imagine that there's something that's flaring you up, whether it's somebody said, or you didn't get a promotion, or somebody got promoted over you. That's a good one to flare you up. Imagine it that there's a stage and you're the director, and this is where we get into trouble, is because we cast ourselves as a main role on the stage, and our encouragement to you as a solution to step away from idols is to step off the stage of popularity, possessions, and power, and stop casting yourself in the drama, and allow God to place you in his will. Remember who you are in Christ. Our response sometimes is, what? It's not all about me. I can't tell you how many times I've said that when Jesus is kind of gently tapping me. I'll respond with that. What? I thought it was about me. Remember, we are Christ's ambassadors, and God is making his appeal to the world through our yes to him. Yes. Too often, we take the role of the director and produce stress and anxiety because of the dramas that we cast ourselves in. rather than surrendering ourselves to God, as we allow Him to cast us into the tapestry of His perfect plan, which ultimately prospers us, as we're reading in Deuteronomy, does no harm, gives us hope in a future, as Deuteronomy 29:11 says, that He does give us a hope in a future. So happiness returns when we forget about ourselves in light of being a missionary of love and making God recognizable in the world. Let's continue Mother Teresa's mission each day. For in light of contemplating the greatness of God, we can do no great things, only little things with great love, by choosing God above the circumstance. So what's our third block this morning?
Our third block is avoid turning into and obeying what God tells you. We avoid tuning in and listening. And that has to do with our being mindful and present. You know, when the world screams, God whispers. And so we need to stand still. And to your point, pause and really listen to what God is telling us and where He is directing us. And too many times we are listening to the big voice, which is not His voice. And interesting, I can remember going through difficult times, and it took me to step away from that and sit down and just reflect and contemplate on God and the greatness of God. Because once, I always start with my prayer with thankfulness. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've given me. Thank you for where I am. And then I start my prayer with praising Him. Oh God, you are a wonderful God, awesome to praise. And then I go into my ask and what you want of me, you know, because I need
That's powerful. So you do gratitude and praise, and then you bring before.
And then I bring my stuff to the foot.
Yes. Wow.
I want Him to know that He is an awesome God, worthy to be praised. You know, and so I have those steps so that I can be open and He can open. And then I'll understand what He wants. Because if you start off right away asking, you may be asking for something that's not divinely inspired. And He might say, you know, Estelle, I'm not going to give you that. That's not what I want for you. Right?
That's the surrender piece that so often is difficult, because the ego edging God in is it can become masquerade as such a powerful force. And yet it's when we EGI, edge God out, and we die to ourselves, take up our cross and allow God's way. What would you have me do in this conversation?
How
do
you want me to ask? You know, it's just thankfulness. It's just
thankful, praise, and ask. That's beautiful. So just as a self-reflection, when you jump out of the day in the morning, for those of you who are listening, what's the first thing you do? And there's no judgment here, because it's simple observation and reflection. In the space of reflection, that's when we regain our power in terms of our intention. And so do you jump out of bed and seek your iPhone first, or the computer? What does the world have to say to me? Or do you hit your knees and say, what do you have to say to me, God? One of the solutions here that will help to anchor creating a hedge around the temptation to tune into the world and obey the world versus what God's telling you to do is to bookend your day with prayer and scripture meditation, and pull the lesson. And this is what I mentioned at the beginning of our session this morning. There's a technique called RAP, W-R-A-P. It's an Ignatius prayer technique. And to bookend your day with prayer and scripture meditation, pull the lesson through your day and end your day with reflection around the ways you succeeded in God and those areas you, and as well as reflecting without judgment, those areas you compromised for sake of worldly approval. So spend time daily in the Word. And this is what RAP looks like. The first thing that you do is you choose a scripture. This morning, our scripture is from Deuteronomy chapter 28. So you read through the first 14 scriptures are the positive. This is what happens when you listen and obey the Word of God. The second half of Deuteronomy 28 says, and this is what happens when you don't. So what jumps out to you as you read through it once, read through it a second time, and as you read through it the next time, you draw closer to God and specifically connect to what pops out to you. The second time you read it, first time you're just reading it through because it takes the mind a little bit to click with that type of process of even reading. So read through it once, The mind gets into the system, and then you start to observe, what's for me? Holy Spirit, show me what's for me. And then you write down what pops out to you. Then you draw a little bit closer after you write it down, and you reflect. You reflect. The second step is the R, which is the reflection on what you wrote down. Why did this, what specifically about this scripture is drawing me in? What specifically is this scripture saying to me in my life? So you write it down, then you reflect on what popped out to you. And then you ask yourself, after reflecting on what, on the what part about the scripture specifically touched you, then you move to action. What action can I take today on this specific scripture? As the one that we mentioned, my enemies come at me in one direction, they flee in seven. Perhaps that pops out to you today because you feel that you're under attack by somebody outside of you. Then perhaps an action might be, when I'm in the presence of this particular person, I choose to give God more authority than I do to any emotion that I might have in this situation, and claim God's favor in the midst of all of it. Then the final step, so you write down, you read it once, read it twice, write down what pops out to you. Second step is the R, you reflect on it. Third step is the A, you take action. And the fourth step is you pray about it. Pray it into your life. Dear God, grant me the grace when I feel surrounded by my enemies to be able to remember that you have already overcome all that you feel, all that I feel has overcome me. I give you authority in this situation. For example, taking another scripture, John 10:10 says, I have come to the world, I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. Yeah. So a prayer might look like, dear Lord, too often I look to the world to satisfy my longings and end up empty-handed. Show me today this life that you died to give me. What does it look like, feel like, sound like? Be my guide and lead the way into abundant life, this abundant life that you speak of. I believe your favor goes with me wherever I go today. This specific practice of the WRAP, W-R-A-P, will help you master the art of being in the world, but not of the world. As you commit to this daily practice, booking, ending your day, and not forgetting the reflection time at the end of the day, where was I successful in my intention with God, and where did I fall short? And asking for the strength to learn from that experience, what was the learning opportunity, so that you show up the next day in your armor, Ephesians chapter 6, your armor, so that you can stand against the screams of the world and lean back into God and any worldly distractions.
Yeah, I really like that. I think that, and that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. That's a wrap.
And I think sometimes too, that wrap may carry on to the next day. You may not have found solutions in that amount, that the same problem may be a reoccurring problem, right? So you still can go take that into the next day and use more scripture to help with and to support what you've identified and the action you're going to take. I love that. I think it's so important. And the scripture, as we mentioned before, is the lifeline to Christ, and it's going to give you the answers you need. And the more you dive into it, you're going to get more answers. And the reflection part is what people, I think, have trouble for, because we don't give Christ enough time for the reflection and the praying part of it. And to be mindful of that, it's really important to really get the answers we need to move on and the scriptures we need. There are many times that I reflect and I pray, and then I think, oh my God, this, you know, there was one thing when the world was so chaotic, I was trying to figure out what was going on and why is the world, you know, because right now we know the times of the world, it's very turbulent right now. There's so much going on. But God will give me a scripture that answers my need at the time.
Amen to that.
That may be hope. That may be encouragement. That may be faith. There's so many things that he can give us if we
Amen. Amen to that. So wrapping up, the three things that block God's favor are listening to the world instead of God's voice. Number one. Number two, following idols, popularity, possessions, power. Number three, avoid tuning into and obeying what God tells you to do. The world screams and God whispers. And you have three solutions that go along with. First things first, mindful living. Pause between transitions. Listen to God's voice over the world. Second solution, step off the stage. You're directing yourself as the main character in the drama. Step off and allow God to be the director of your life and allow Him to be the authority that you follow, and as well as your satisfaction over any attachments to popularity, possessions, or power. The third solution is wrap. Write down, read your scripture, read it once, get the mind settled in, read it twice, write down, ask the Holy Spirit, what's for me? Pull it out, write it down, reflect on it, take action on it, pray it into your life. Do you want to close us in prayer? Stella, this has been a powerful talk. Again, visit us at edgegodin.com.
I'm going to wrap you up with some prayer in Jesus' name. Now, Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for the opportunity just to spend time with you, to actually go through the wrap process, Lord. We've picked some scriptures that we know are encouraging for people and some steps people can take to actually find solutions to what difficulties they have. I pray for 2017 that we're able to spend time as much as 10 to 15 minutes a day in you, Lord, because I know that as we do that 10 minutes, it will increase and increase and grow. I ask blessings over all those that are listening. I ask that you protect and keep them, that they get the desires of their heart, and that they're able to handle any difficulties that come their way in 2017, and that they know that the blessings that you say in Deuteronomy are theirs to have, and it's just a matter of time when they shall get those. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Have a blessed day, and come see us at edgegodin.com. We look forward to more.
Blessed day, everyone. Bye.